everything was good until last year, our landlord out of nowhere said they were selling the house, giving us only a week's notice.
What?
This is Cecilia Katchik, the former state senator who represented Greene County. You are listening to WGXC Acra, 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Tunstall Studio Publishing of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Wave Farms WGXC needs your financial support. In these extraordinary and unprecedented times, we know there are many worthy organizations in need. We hope that you consider Wave Farm among them. If you value WGXC and
standing here I am. After all I've been through, I survived every toil, every snare. I'm alive, I'm alive. Here I am. Oh, yes. There were times when I grace.
Yes, yes, yes. Here I am. Here you are. Here we are. Once more and again, we are back. Good morning, Brightsiders, visitors, friends. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, bringing you my Sunday best songs with a message and a message for the heart to give you a bright side start. With me remotely is our beloved brother friend, Mr. Randall Martin, providing the much needed technical support. Mr. Martin, how are you today? I'm bright-eyed and my tail ain't too bushy right now, but we're going to get there. But here we are, and we still standing, amen. On the bright side, that's right. And you know what? We always say we don't care how great a day. There is a bright side somewhere. Wow, you know, I'm looking back at last week, and last week was amazing. There was a lot of stuff going on last week. And I just wanted to recap that for some of our bright side friends. Last week, we had a wonderful Tuesday afternoon show. With Dr. Hayward Horton from SUNY Albany Sociology Department, and our own Father Gary Gelfenbein from Chatham, New York was on, and we were talking about the anti-racism work that's going on, and that was just amazing. And then on Monday, something exciting happened. The Columbia County Women's Alliance, they had a call and galvanizing the women and the women's groups in the community, you know, and, you know, just going to do this thing. This is the 100th anniversary of the women's right to vote this month being celebrated. Yes, and so excited about that and the work that's being done. And then we had on Wednesday the final, you know, it's, who was that? I think it was in Shakespeare. It says, parting is such sweet sorrow, you know? Yes, and we had our final book group discussion on how to be an anti-racist with written by Dr. Ibram X. Kendi. And after 6 weeks of having that journey together, ending in the last 2 weeks with his parents being on the call with us, then that was really exciting for everybody. And his godparents, well, they were the co-facilitators for all 6 weeks. And his parents, the Reverends Larry and Carol Rogers, came and they shared. And the 1 week they came back another week. So it must have been kind of good. but it was certainly a wonderful experience. And it was just kind of sad to see it end. But we're going to do some more of that, right? We're going to do some more of that. All right. You know, and it was so interesting. Our audience, our participants, I call them the silver foxes, you know, the media age with silver fox. But, you know, the energy, the talent, the experience, the life experience, the professional experience, the academic experience. I mean, you know, you just can't. You can't match that, you know, and everybody is like looking in good health and a good mind, and they're vital and energetic and energized. And so that was just a great experience. Yeah. And then. I'm telling you, that's why I was calling it, right? Hi, world changes, because truly. I mean, when you look back over the life and work and the history of the people that were on in the group, truly have been making impacts, you know, in their way, you know, where we are and beyond. And so that was really great. And then there was like Thursday, they had the young people from Kite's Nest. They did this rally. And oh, that was amazing. I saw the article by Bill Williams and, you know, it's like, wow. Well, I heard about it in the street first on yesterday. But so snaps and claps to Kite's Nest and to you for filming it. Their cry for housing justice, an end to evictions and regulations on the Airbnbs. And You know, people are saying this goes back almost 15 years at least, you know, when they first started popping up and people were taking multi-unit apartment houses, you know, and transferring them into single mansions and Airbnbs. And, you know, the handwriting was on the wall that, you know, people were going to be run out of town. You know, people who had been here for generations. We're going to be talking about all of this stuff in some context in our spiritual social commentary coming up a little later in the broadcast. But for now, we're going to put the music with the message to the waves. And we have about 24 straight minutes of good gospel music. Music with a message. So take it away, Mr. Randall Martin. We're going to be playing for you all. Woke Up This Morning by Mavis Staples. That was a blast from the past. Oldie but a goodie. Amen. Here by Tasha Cobbs Leonard. Waymaker by, you know, my girl Mandisa. Thank You For It All by Mr. Marvin Sapp. We got him a couple of times for you today. And then we got Fog, The Favor of God by Shirley Murdoch, and Favor by Mr. Kirk Franklin. So sit back or drive or do what you got to do, but this music is given for you. Message, music for the soul.
Right now, I wanna see you. distractions. I want to know you're here. Somebody ask and say, yeah. I want to see you. No distractions.
No distractions.
I want to know you're here.
Distractions.
I wanna know you're here. This is our prayer. Let us see you.
See you.
No distractions.
Distractions. We need to know you're here.
We just wanna see you.
Hallelujah. worship you.
All that
that you brought me through. And everything I survived is all because of you. I'm grateful for
and I'm grateful too, and so are you. Yes, you're listening to me, Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist here at WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. That was Mr. Marvin Sapp again. Thank you for it all. We're going to keep it grooving and moving with music for a message for the mind, the heart, the soul. Favor, the fog, F-O-G, favor of God. Miss Shirley Murdoch is coming at you right after that, Mr. Kirk Franklin. And then I'll be back with our spiritual social commentary.
Feels good. Feels good right here. Encourage somebody right now. Somebody going through something. Let's tell them. Let's go.
I was too afraid to believe it. Woo! Or not good enough to receive it.
That's it. Come on.
The season's gone, so what do I need? This was the story of my life.
Yeah.
Told so much that I wasn't worthy.
Come on. Right here.
See, everybody goes to the fire,
yeah.
But not everyone comes out cold.
Yeah.
Started low and God took me high.
Yeah.
He gets the praise in the world to know.
Tell him.
I will live and not die.
Ooh.
I will win with tears in my eyes.
Hallelujah.
I'll be judged and criticized,
yeah.
Only by those who are afraid,
yeah,
to try.
Didn't hear that part. We gotta tell them one more time. Then they storm too long. Let's tell them.
I was too afraid to believe it.
Come on.
Or not good enough to receive it.
Yes, sir.
Season's gone, so what do I need?
Change it up, change it up.
This was the story of my life. Told so much that I wasn't worthy.
Oh, sound good.
I even tried to, but then love hurt me.
Take it up, y'all.
Favor,
in your home,
favor,
on your job,
ooh, favor,
in your household,
favor,
God has
blessings and favor for you.
come again. I will live.
I will live.
And not die.
And not die.
Say it again, say it again.
I will live. And not die.
I may go through.
I will live.
But I will live.
And not die.
Maybe talked about.
I will live.
And I will live.
And not die.
Maybe criticized.
I will live.
But I will live.
And not die.
No matter what I face,
I will live.
No matter what I face,
and
I will
die.
My face.
I will live.
Joy cometh in the morning. 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 Because I never say
never-ending God-given favor.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yes. And so we got a little change in the program here for you. And the next song up, we'll bring Shirley Murdoch to you another time. But the next song up is He'll Make It All Right with Charles Jenkins and the Fellowship Choir. Won't he do it?
I remember the day, yes, I gave my heart to you. Told me if I
trust you,
you would never
leave me.
You said you'd always be there. Oh, oh, oh. And even though I've never seen your face, oh, no, I know your presence is real. Yeah. You told me if I would
see you.
Understand something, beloved. You need to remember that the only reason why you're in that position now is because God had ordered your steps. And the only reason why the devil is hitting you like he's hitting you is because he has literally peeked into your future and he sees what God's about to bring you into. That's why you can't depend on nothing but the word of God. Ah, your word is true.
I believe in you.
I believe that a speech that was written by President John F. Kennedy, delivered by President John F. Kennedy in 1963, could have been written yesterday. Leads me with my spiritual social commentary. And back in June of 1963, these are the words that he had to say to this nation. He said, "This nation was founded on the principle that all men are created equal and that the rights of every man are diminished when the rights of one man are threatened. It ought to be impossible for every, it ought to be possible. Yeah, I gotta say that again. It ought to be possible for every American to enjoy the privilege of being American without respect to race or his color. In short, every American should have the right to be treated as he would want to be treated, as one would wish for his children to be treated. But this is not the case." He said, 100 years of delay have passed since President Lincoln freed the slaves, yet their heirs, their grandsons, are not fully free. They are not yet freed from the bonds of injustice. They are not yet freed from social and economic oppression. And this nation, for all its boasts and hopes, will not be fully free until all its citizens are free. He said, "We are confronted primarily with a moral issue. It is as old as the scriptures and as clear as the American Constitution, and that it cannot be met with repressive police action. It cannot be left to increase demonstrations in the streets. It cannot be quieted by token moves or talk. It is a time to act in the Congress, in your state and local legislative body, and above all, in all of our daily lives. Those who do nothing are inviting shame as well as violence. Those who act boldly are recognizing right as well as reality." And beloved, I picked out some points, some key points in this brief excerpt of that speech delivered 57 years ago. So we're talking about 157 years later now, and this speech could have been delivered yesterday. He's telling us that we are yet in America at a place socially, economically, where the descendants of former enslaved people in America are not free from the bonds of injustice, not free from social and economic oppression. And not just in social and economy systems, but in health systems, in criminal justice systems. He said, "This nation, for all its boasts, for all its hopes, will not be fully free until all the citizens are free." And I just want to speak for a moment, beloved. I send this out in love. Those who have a hard time with the language Black Lives Matter and meet it with Blue Lives Matter or Back the Blue or All Lives Matter are missing the point that until Black Lives Matter, all lives can't matter. He tells us, until we are all free, none of us will really fully be free. You know, we have a congresswoman from Minnesota, Ms. Ilhan, honorable, I should say, Ilhan Omar. And she said just about as much when someone confronted her and said, "Well, you should be grateful to be in America," my paraphrase, "because where you come from, you know, they have all this unrest and war." She said, "But America makes this boast. And we came here on the boast that America made. But when I got here, we found out that the things America boasts about are not available to people who look like me." Beloved, we had a message and a messenger sent to us. And back in 1963, He said, primarily, what we're mainly dealing with here is a moral issue, an issue of distinguishing between what is right and what is wrong, what is good and bad behavior. Why does our system have such a problem distinguishing that it is not right for Black people to have to have a conversation with their children about how to engage with police? Why is it not understood that it's not right that people who have a permit to carry a gun can't even say to the police officer, I'm following your instruction, I'm going to my glove compartment, I have a permit to carry concealed, and then with all of that information divulged, be killed in front of a child and their fiance? And the stories go on and on and on. And that's just with the both brutality and violence that are perpetrated against unarmed Black men and Black women. We're not even talking about the inequities in educational system, in healthcare, in housing, et cetera, and so forth. So, beloved, we have a message and a messenger. He said that, you know, if we don't get this message, we are going to invite shame as well as violence. So is there any wonder that we have this going on right now? People are looking at America as either hypocritical or schizophrenic. Beloved, the violence that we see in the street was prophesied to us. It was prophesied. And he said it cannot be met with repressive police action. The violence we're seeing is basically because of that very situation where we have the right to have demonstration. We're being met with repressive police actions. It says it cannot be left to increase demonstrations in the streets. It cannot be quieted by token moves and talk. It is time to act in Congress on the state and local legislative body. We have our election cycle in process. We have our every 4-year presidential election coming up, which will impact the whole cabinet, the upper levels of governance and administration, funding in the different communities. Also, our state government elections, our local government elections. All of these things are right here at our doorstep, and he calls us to act. And he says, not only there, but in our own personal daily lives. And that's why I'm so proud of the people who took time out for 6 weeks to join us in a book discussion, and the people's responses as how it was impacting them and how it was helping them to reassess and how it was helping them to let go of some assumptions, some false assumptions. And we need more conversations like that, and more conversations like that are happening. The Presbyterian Church is undertaking a study of this book. The Episcopalian Church is taking an understudy, a study of the book, How to Be an Anti-Racist. We can't keep doing it the way we've been doing it because we're going to get the same results. John F. Kennedy, 57 years ago, told us those who act boldly are recognizing right as well as reality. What has he shown us? That this call is as old as the scriptures and as clear as the Constitution. In the scriptures, it says in Micah 6:8, we share this scripture every year during our Martin Luther King community-wide celebration. He said, what has he's shown you, the prophet Micah, the Jewish prophet Micah. What has he shown you, O mankind, what is good? What is good? What does the Lord require of you and me? To act justly, to love mercy, to walk humbly with our God. Pursuit of justice and mercy for all. Walk humbly with our God. We're moving on the bright side. We're moving in the bright side there. This is my spiritual social commentary. And I take full responsibility and I approve this message. Yes, beloved. I believe. You know what? God so loved. He so loved us. There's a song about that. John 3:16 message. By We the Kingdom, and that's up for you right now.
is waiting. God so loved the world.
God so loved the world, beloved, and still loves us, giving us time and giving us chance. I want to shout out to Elena Mosley and Mr. Greg Mosley and board members and friends of Operation Unite, who yesterday they kicked off their Black Arts Cultural Festival season with Sankofa. And that is a Ghanaian word that means go back and get it. Go back and get it. I think that's what I'll title my social commentary for today. Go back and get it. Let's go back to what Kennedy said and get the message, beloved. Those who act boldly recognize right as well as reality. And I'm going to say victory. Well, that about does it for me. But God saying the same, I'll be back again on the same WGXC line, 90.7 FM on your dial at the 8 a.m. time. Till such time as we speak again, God bless you. Remember, no matter how dark that day, how gray the sky, the sun's still shining behind all those clouds. You hang in there. Don't quit in the dip. There's a bright side somewhere. We're out. See the light. See the light. Mr. Toby Mack is going to take us out.
This road is getting hard. I heard you say it's overwhelming. I said I'd never be too far, and I meant that from the heart. I see the mountain getting high. I see it stacking up against you. I always said you were a fighter, but you've got your doubts tonight.